Hello, and welcome to Earning Your Stripes, a special series featuring West Des Moines Community Schools Superintendent Dr. Matt Adams. In this series, Dr. Adams will interview students, staff, parents, and community leaders. Each play a very important role in supporting student success. Enjoy this latest episode.
Well, this is really exciting. Welcome back to my podcast, Earning Your Stripes. This is the first podcast of the year. I'm so excited. I'm here with two future board members. Thank you so much, Riley and Alexandra, for joining me today.
Well, thank you so much for having us. We're so excited.
Yes, it's going to be fun.
So last year, we had a group of students that just really rolled up their sleeves. They worked very, very hard working directly with our Board of Education here in West Des Moines Community Schools to put together a board policy that allowed students to be part of the board, be non-voting members of the Board of Education. So what does that mean to you? And also, what does that mean to your family? Tell me about the conversations maybe has happened at the dinner table since this decision was made.
I would say the biggest conversation I've had with my family about the board is just little pieces of advice that they've given to me. One piece I remember is focus on one thing at a time. So what do you want to get done? Because it's easier to get one thing accomplished than it is to have five things that you put pretty mediocre work into. So that was the biggest piece of advice I've been given from my family. For the student body, I feel like the people that are best equipped to advocate for issues are the people that are personally affected because they have that personal touch and there's a little bit more skin in the game for them. And so that's what the student representative position means to me.
Yes, and I agree with everything Alexandra said. So with this position, kind of explained to my parents in the first hand, I was like, well, this is kind of something that I've been preparing for my entire life without even knowing it, kind of just talking to all the different kids and understanding everyone's different point of view and background. Being in the district for now 12 years is probably the biggest factor that played into this because I've seen every walk of life. I've watched our district change. I've watched it stay the same. I've watched the reactions of the students and teachers and even my parents, and I have younger siblings. So just kind of getting to put to use the relationships I've built over time is very important. And they reminded me, just keep advocating and listening. Listening is very important just as much as talking. And we can advocate for as much as we want, but if we don't listen to what people need and what people like and don't like, then we won't understand.
You know, that's one of my favorite Stephen Covey habits, seek first to understand, then be understood. That's exactly what I heard you just say. That's fantastic. So when I think about, you know, there was a vote, right? The student body came together and voted the two of you in. So there was a conversation at some point that said, hey, if you are interested, and then the two of you at some point said, yeah, I'm interested. Why was that important to you? Why did you want to represent your student body in particular?
I wanted to represent the student body in particular because there had always been little issues that I had seen in Valley High School and in the district that I had worked to kind of address my sophomore year when I was in the principal's advisory council, which it was a great experience. And I did get to see a little bit more from the administration side of how the school was run. But I wanted to ultimately have a bigger role in that because right now I feel like a lot of the decisions made for students are made by adults and students don't really get to speak honestly their truth a little bit because it can get shut down by numbers and it can get kind of covered over by statistics.
Yes, I agree with that. So with getting this position, I've kind of got to learn more about why decisions are made. And as a student, we were quick to judge or diminish decisions that were affecting us. So kind of that reconnection of our administrators and our students, because as board members, these people have not been in the school system for however long. And they may have students and they may have friends of kids that they have in the school, but not knowing what it's like currently to be in a public high school in this day and age is very important. So kind of reconnecting that thought to this is where we're at right now, and this is what's gonna affect this year and year to year change was very important because you can't you can't know what's going on without having a simple understanding on our level. We now have to understand our administrators' level. We have to understand our teachers' level of understanding. And now it's time for us to give our two cents in of what we think.
You pretty much answered my next question, but I'm going to ask it again because you're just throwing out nuggets left and right for me. You know, as your superintendent, and you don't know me that well yet, I love student voice. I think when I've made the comment before, when students are running things, I think that's when we have really arrived. So important. And when I think about the significance of student voice, so from your perspective, what is significant about the student voice in the school system? If there's anything you want to add, because I think you did a great job, but Alexandra, if you want to add something to that Riley had shared.
I think what's significant is that what students share is typically more personal experiences, right? So the school can gather numbers and can kind of configure surveys of the students, but they can't actually share those lived experiences. And so I think what's important about the student body position is that we can advocate for those personal experiences that put a little bit more of the, I think, ethos to kind of the way the schools run.
Yeah, and we kind of, like Alexandra said, we add what the numbers can't. So in that respect, we are really just trying to advocate for the personal stories and what the numbers can't tell you. The numbers can't tell you what's going on at home. The numbers can't tell you what their friendships are like or their relationships with their teachers are like or what clubs they're in. So kind of like I said, just filling in that tiny gap will make the biggest difference just so everyone can have a common goal.
You know, last year, and we basically piloted the group of students that put the policy together. We said, hey, let's try this out. Let's try this out this spring. And it was a lot of fun to watch the board president and board members look directly at the students, say, give us your perspective. Tell us what's going on in those schools. And so I know that you're going to add quite a bit to those board meetings. I know that they're going to turn to you and say, you know, give us your perspective. What's going on with the student body? You know, where are the pinch points or, you know, the areas that we need to kind of focus on. So I love what you're saying, because that's exactly what we're hoping to accomplish with you this fall. So I knew, and you've shared some of these things already. I knew you had been doing some leadership stuff prior to this. And so that's kind of fun to hear how, you know, you've been kind of impacting your school prior to that election, prior to getting on the board. So talk to me a little bit about, you know, student leadership and why student leadership is so important in a school.
It's more than just our student president and our student vice president and our student council, I think, because when you think of a school and even filling out a college application this last month, there's one specific question where you fill in the bubble, yes or no, are you a student body president? And of course I said no, because I'm not. But I thought to myself, well, I am a leader in the same respect as my student body president. So kind of understanding that every classroom has a leader, every team has a leader, and whether you take the lead or you're a follower, that's just fine. But everyone and everything in this school has a leader. We have a principal, we have teachers, we have coaches. And then the next level is who they're coaching and who they're teaching and who they're facilitating, because we are what we influence. We influence the peers around us, and kind of taking that lead, even in my classroom where everyone's a little more negative, if you take a more positive route, then everyone's like, oh, wait, here we go. Like, this is how it should be. This is more happy. This is more exciting. If you make it more fun and you take the leadership yourself, if someone else can't, then you kind of understand what that word leader means that we've been talking about ever since elementary school, and it's more applicable now.
Yes, yes, I completely agree. One thing I'd like to add is that at a high school like Valley, where we focus heavily on post-secondary readiness, a lot of that is geared towards more the numbers of what's your grades, how are you doing in classes, and it doesn't as much focus on what are your leadership skills like. And leadership skills are something that, if nothing else, you can take the ability to lead a room into the work life. Even if you don't go to college or you don't go to an apprenticeship, you can still use that as, in a career, a manager position. And so I think leadership positions at Valley are great because they give students an opportunity to learn how to properly lead, because there's a difference between a leader and a boss. And the leadership positions at Valley offer students the ability to learn the difference and walk that line.
Yes, and that's within the clubs, mm-hmm. our sports, all of our arts. Everything has its own leader. And sometimes there's a couple, sometimes there's one, sometimes there are none. And it shows when there's no one leading or kind of just paving the way. And like she says, there's a difference between a boss and a leader. And you can be a boss, but you can sometimes not be a leader within that position. And so it's kind of important to know what those qualities are like and what we're learning here at Valley is more than I think just what we need to go on to do for our education, but also our social capabilities.
I think what you just outlined is just a great opportunity, you know, for our students. You know, all through my career and through leadership, there's a lot of examples and there's a lot of non-examples. And so when you think about all the clubs and the organizations and the opportunities for our students, for you to be able to kind of not only get to model those, but see those in action and really start to shape yourself as a leader. And I think that that's so important. So let's talk about what you might want to accomplish. So you said, hey, sign me up for this. Your student body voted you in. What are some of the things that you hope to accomplish as a representative on the board?
So definitely, I mean, there's a lot of things that have changed this year that we've even kind of learned about. And we've learned about what we can and cannot control as student representatives. Even in this past week, we've talked to Jeremy Karachi, who's a AP Psych teacher here, because he used to be on the Johnson School Board. So we talked to him about what that looked like for him and what he could and couldn't control. So within that, even this week, we were talking about just our reassessment policies and things like we even learned more about Encore. And we were talking about just kind of like our special education department and all the different things. There's so many of them, but the ones that directly affect us are definitely some of our priorities, or even just the way that the bottleneck in Valley High mm-hmm. School flows. Like we have a clog in our hallway and it's frustrating to some kids and kids are late to class because of it. So there's a lot of things that we could talk about, but we're trying to kind of narrow down on the ones that we think are priority for us and that will affect us and incoming students just now.
I think the things that we can focus on most as student representatives is increasing that communication between administration and students. Because just this past week, Riley and I met with Mr. Maxwell to discuss Encores. Because with the change in Encores, there was a pretty obvious student outrage because mm-hmm. it was unclearly communicated to students the reasoning behind changing Encores. And Riley and I met with Mr. Maxwell, and after our meeting, we left and our opinion on the Encore change had completely flipped. Mm-hmm. And I think what really helped was the analogy he used about your viewpoint, because everybody has kind of like a viewpoint. So like if you're 10,000 meters, which is where the students are, you mm-hmm. can only see 10,000 meters. If you're a teacher, you're 20,000, admin 30,000, school board 40,000, and then superintendent 50,000. And it just kind of shows like the whole scope of West Des Moines Community School Districts on a different lens. So one thing I'd like to increase is communication between admin and students. And another thing I'd like to increase is kind of this change in building layout, because right now there's two big problems I see in Valley's building layout. And that is one, the bottleneck that Riley mentioned, because it does make it quite difficult to get to class on time, even now with our 8-minute passing periods, because what it's turned into is students standing there and talking. And mm-hmm. two, there's ramps in Valley that are extremely steep, the incline is. And if you're someone that's in a wheelchair or you use a walker, it's actually quite difficult to push someone up that ramp or to have someone wheel themselves up that ramp. And that's another thing that I think could be changed about the building layout of Valley. And lastly, I think the biggest thing I want to change is the ability for students to actually advocate, because right now it's individual students. It's really the same students over and over again that will run the polls or have the meetings with the people in charge. And I think it's important for students, all students, to have a pathway. So one idea Riley and I have been floating is creating an Instagram account that we just go through and follow everyone from Valley. And then there's a poll on there, a running poll, that's just a blank document that they can just type up what they think should be changed at Valley, and then we can look into it further. And I think that that's another way to increase that communication between admin and students, because we're kind of like a channel right now.
And that analogy that Mr. Maxwell used himself and Alexander referenced here was probably kind of where we exactly flipped in our meeting with him, because we didn't see the numbers portion of it. He on his table had an article from a Chicago school. He was like looking into how all these other schools are doing other encores. And like, I never thought about going outside of our state to reference how we should do an encore. And people were outraged about it. And it's the perfect viewpoint for us, because we now understand what goes into the change for it, and what the numbers come out of it, and why we do it. We're not just changing it for fun. We're changing it to better our students. We're changing it for the minority who aren't passing classes and who have a low GPA, and we're not hitting those numbers we always need to hit. And so myself and my peers aren't understanding that these changes don't just happen overnight. These are changes that go through, and policy changes. And so it's really important, I think, that we kind of close, I just keep saying, closing that gap, mm-hmm. and having one channel, like one channel where we say, this is why this has changed, and this is why it has to be this way.
It really, I'm so excited that you got knee to knee. I talk about that all the time. Let's get knee to knee and let's have a conversation. So there's, rather than assumptions flying around, you force that conversation. I love it. You force that conversation. You say, hey, let's sit down and let's talk about this and get some clarity. So it sounds like communication is something that you're going to bring to the table. Let's talk about the four A's. So when I got here, academics, the arts, activities, athletics. So, you know, beyond you being on the board, tell us a little bit more about you. How are you getting involved in your school besides just going to class? What kinds of things are you doing within the high school?
All right. So as far as the activities and athletics go, I am actively involved in choir and drama. So I do IHSSA, and in choir, I'm in our auditioned a cappella group and our jazz choir. And I think that actually had that carried a lot of the reason why I got elected, was because a lot of the drama and music kids, they know who I am. And so when they're looking at the ballot of 11 kids and they really don't know any of the kids, because this school is huge, that really impacted it. And so it brought a lot of votes. And the other activities I'm involved in or have been involved in at Valley are cross country. I ran cross country for 3 years. I played Tiger lacrosse, which isn't directly through Valley, but it is heavily associated. I am a part of Young Feminist Club at Valley, which it's kind of in the name, but it increases feminism in Valley High School. And
she has a list. I know you have. I know you have like a whole.
Yeah, I think that's about all that's the most important.
Yeah. I first met Alexandra through cross country, and I did that for a couple years before my body said no more of that. I did that and track and field. And then I kind of switched over back to swimming. I used to be on a swim team when I was younger, and I jumped in last year, and I'm on JV, and I absolutely love it. I mean, we created this just strong group of girls, and I absolutely loved it. And I came back this year, and I just keep telling people, come join. Like, you have nothing going on. They're like, well, I was thinking about it, but I'm scared. No, like, try everything you can, because we have so much to offer. I'm in Young Feminist Club with Alexandra here. And it's kind of important to me even just to understand what the other clubs are. So even though I'm not in them, I'm in classes with leaders of them, even the Greenhouse Club, Rosie, I talk to her mm-hmm. every day at NAR. I'm like, what's going on? Like, how's this going? And there's so many to choose, and you can't be in all of them, but especially just not regretting and trying these things. I mean, you go from swim, and then we have synchronized swimming. I did synchronized swimming for the first time last year, and everyone's like, you synchronized swim? I'm like, well, I actually just didn't know what I was doing, but you get these opportunities and we have all these different things. And I feel like we've definitely, as our senior year comes to just keep closing, we've tried as much as we could, and to not regret not doing it was very important.
Yep. And to that note, I mean, even in my senior year, I was looking down all my activities and I ended up deciding not to do some of my activities that I had done all through high school. And I was like, you know what, you've got 1 year left and Valley has all of these amazing activities and clubs that you really won't have an opportunity to experience again. So like Tiger Lily synchronized swimming, I am going to do that because I think it's a great opportunity. I mean, as an adult, when am I going to have the ability to synchronize swim or play tennis? I mean, I could join a tennis club, but at Valley, I mean, I watch the tennis girls and they're like a family. I mean, they're very tight knit and it looks like a fun time. And that's the thing I notice in all the sports teams at Valley is that it's all like, they're like a family. And that's one thing I really loved about cross country.
Yeah, that was very important. And Tom Trick said he does a great job just every year reciting, this is a family, we're a family. And we are one of few schools that does combine. So we are girls and boys cross country. We're not girls cross country. We're not boys cross country. We are one. And I think that shows in how we race and how we cheer each other on. Even at meets when we were there, you could tell we're advocating for each other, we're trying to support each other, and cross country is so terribly hard, and I kudos to everyone who's still doing it. But just that family aspect and having our different levels where we have, I mean, our volleyball team, it goes all the way down to like a D team. Like, we have so many girls, you can be on any level, you can join at any point, and you can get better. And especially Coach Adam Schulte, he's my swim coach. I tell him after every race, I'm like, I didn't like that. He's like, we'll work on that. And he's like, how did that feel? I'm like, I didn't like this. We'll work on it. And I'm a JV girl. I'm not his varsity girl, but I am still getting the feedback and coaching that I need all the way down to the lower level of the amateurs, which is just so great.
You are wringing that rag out of every possible opportunity in your high school experience. And I absolutely love it. Exploring things, trying things, and getting involved. I'd like to give a shout out to the Greenhouse Club. I bought tomatoes and peppers last year. I've got 2 tomato plants that are over 6 foot tall in my garden that came out of that greenhouse. Yeah, I've made a lot of tomato sauce. Fantastic.
It's so cool that we even just have a greenhouse here, and it comes down to just little things like that. Like, you can just support something so little and it brings joy in your own life, and not only to just this club. And I mean, we have, I don't even know how many clubs we have, but there's so many little things like that. And even tonight we have a meeting for our Young Feminist Club to just become a part of that national name, which is so important to like us. And it's just a little win, but it's also a big win in some of our books.
Well, I want to wrap it up by doing a shout out. So I want the two of you to think, you know, about an adult and about an adult in your school life. And I say this to students all the time, your guardian, your parent, best friend you could possibly have, go to them. When you're at school, you also need an adult in your life that you can go to. So we're going to do a little shout out here. Think about that adult, who they are, and why they are that person for you.
Okay, so mine's actually a husband and wife. So Ms. Sinram and Mr. Sinram. Mr. Sinram was my assistant principal at Indian Hills, and Ms. Sinram is my counselor here. Over the past couple of years, I've really gotten to know her. I mean, just past schedule changes and hearing like their family story. And I have siblings that went through Indian Hills and had Zach as their principal. I just really appreciate how dedicated they are to their jobs. And I see Ms. Sinram in the hallway and she gives me a big hug or a smile and it just lights up my day. Or if I like, she doesn't see me, I'll tap her on the back like, hey, like good morning. Just those little things. And they're so driven into every student. You can tell that it's not just a mass. They're not just looking at the mass number of students. They're looking at every individual student and say, how can I help you? How can I appreciate you? And how can I just really like make you the best you can be? And I really do feel that. I feel the personal connection, and I'm sure all the other students do, because that's how both of them truly make them feel. I really love both of them very much.
All right. I would say my teacher at Valley is Mr. Brant Reif, just because I really, really struggled in his class last year with understanding the topic. And I mean, he continued to help me, and he never once made me feel stupid for not knowing an answer or not necessarily even knowing what question to ask. And so, I mean, there were times where I would just hand him the paper and be like, I don't even know what this is saying to me. And I always knew, like, if there was ever any issue, I could go into his classroom, and it was always a fun time. And I would go through the day, and I would be bored and I would be tired, and I'd show up to APES, and suddenly I'd be having this teacher that was just so incredibly passionate about their job. And it wasn't just teaching curriculum to them. I mean, he truly lives the life of an environmental science teacher, and it really shows in his teaching. And it shows even more when students go in before and after school and they're talking about concerns that they have, and he always cared. And so it was more than just a job to him. And that was the reason his classroom and him as a person, it was always my favorite place in the building to be.
You can tell when it's more than just a job, and it resonates with a lot of teachers here, I think. And I mean, I could go on with my list, but it's just so clear when you feel like you're the only, like, they're talking to you and they're the only person they care about right now. Mm-hmm. And that's important. And especially for some students who don't get that outside of school, that's very important. And even in our welcome back, just like shouting out those teachers, I feel like made them want to do even more and made them want to love their job even more and realize that it's an impact no matter how big or how small or what you say or what you didn't say.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Now, the two of you don't know this, but I've been bragging about you to a lot of people. You just mentioned the welcome back, and I had the privilege, you may not have felt privileged, but we had the privilege to sit next to each other. So when Dr. Jock would say turn and talk, I got to turn and talk to the two of you. And I'll be honest, I walked away so impressed with the things that you were thinking and saying and how you're connecting with the school. I cannot wait to see you up at the board table with us, the impact that you're going to have on West Des Moines Community Schools. And just so proud to have the two of you, you know, going to be part of that. I'm going to get sworn in. I think by the time that this podcast goes out, you'll be on the board. So I think it'll be fun to listen to the podcast afterwards and just think about all the impact that you're going to have. So thank you so much for spending some time with me today.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time.
You have been listening to Earning Your Stripes with Superintendent Matt Adams. We look forward to connecting with you again soon, maybe on our website, wdmcs.org, or on our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter accounts. Subscribe on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and YouTube. See you soon.